Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. As we first reported yesterday afternoon, two people were injured at Great Falls on the Housatonic River. Three women were out under the falls when one slipped. Another went to grab her. They were injured by fallen trees and rocks. A third person came to shore, called 911. Two boat trips were made to bring each of the injured out of the water. One person picked up by LifeStar at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Another taken by ambulance to Sharon Hospital. This is now the second time this season first responders have had to pull people from the Great Falls, where visitors unfamiliar with the landscape and danger find themselves in trouble due to fast-moving water, rocks, and whirlpools. Of course, earlier this summer, a young child was stranded on a rock when two adults tried to rescue them. They, too, got in trouble. Last year, a man drowned at the site. A story by Bill Williams from Columbia Green Media. At least two people were taken to Columbia Memorial Health Center after a two-vehicle accident on Wednesday afternoon in Claverick. The extent of the injuries are unknown. Firefighters from Claverick and Melsville and Greenport Rescue Squad sent by Columbia County 911 to Route 9H at about 5:15 in the evening after a car traveling south rear-ended a flatbed truck in the area of Bender Boulevard. Route 9H was down to one lane of alternating traffic at the accident scene, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. Well, in a unanimous vote last night, a victory for music in the Berkshires. Egeron says the barn can open its doors to outside music. The barn is planning only acoustic music with no more than a trio and have found other ways to lower noise. Sound analysis results presented at the meeting show noise levels below the sound of street traffic. With a capacity for the 100-person limit for outdoor entertainment set by the state, the barn is also able to adhere to safety mandates during Phase 3 of the COVID-19 crisis. That includes the 25-foot distance between singers and audience members. And the town board's conditions are that the barn close at 10 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Also, there'll be live music during Sunday brunch from noon till 3 p.m. Region 1 Reopening Committee Athletics and Extracurricular Activities Task Group meeting, 10:30. That is a Google meeting. Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting coming up at 6 p.m. Coming up on Friday, 5 p.m. in Cornwall, there's a COVID discussion with Elizabeth Ridgway. That is at the library, and that is a Zoom meeting. Pickups for the Kent Community Farmers Market will take place Saturdays from 10 till 2 at Kent Barns on North Main Street. Online pre-orders can be made for a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, beef, and dairy products. Cheese, eggs, yogurts, honey, and seasonal flowers are among those items. More information at rockcobblefarm.com. The Kent Chamber of Commerce is hosting a photo contest. Residents and visitors, professionals and amateur photographers of all ages alike are invited to submit photographs of Kent that capture the essence of the town and highlight the best of what Kent has to offer. Submissions will be accepted through Saturday, July 25th. The five categories are scenery, downtown, fun in Kent, hidden gems, and a child's eye view. There's no limit to the number of entries per person. For more information, call 860-592-0061. There is a Black Lives Matter protest at the White Hart. It will be held on the green in front of the White Hart on Saturday from 11 till 12 to show support for Connecticut police reform. No speeches, just sign holding contact your representative to show additional support for the 2020 police reform bill. Once again, this is Saturday, July 25th from 11 till noon on the green in front of the White Hart. Other stories we're following for you throughout the tri-state region. As of Wednesday in Connecticut, there were 48,223 coronavirus cases reported. That was up 127 from Tuesday. The positivity rate climbed to 1.1%, but no new deaths for the second consecutive day. Now, out of over 11,000 tests administered, 127 came back positive, which is 1.1% positivity rate. The number of tests performed since the beginning of the pandemic now stands at over 670,000, an increase of 11,529. Meanwhile, the coronavirus pandemic has driven up Hudson Valley unemployment significantly. The Hudson Valley unemployment rate rocketed to 12.7% in June from 3.6% a year ago, the highest rate since modern record keeping began in 1990, according to newly released state data. The Hudson Valley's June unemployment rate, which rose from 11.1% mark in May, was the fourth highest among 10 state designated regions, trailing New York City, Western New York, and Central New York. Summer rentals continue to soar in New York, and hotels are struggling amidst the COVID-19 concerns. A 32-year-old owner of Fosterdale Motor Lodge near the historic Woodstock Music Festival site said this summer is a lost season. He relies on concertgoers headed to the Bethel Woods Concert Center for the Arts and Catskills for his peak season in July and August, but Bethel Woods canceled its entire concert season, as did many other destinations' venues across New York. They were down at least 80% of their normal value, according to the owner. It's unclear whether it'll be enough to sustain the business through the winter, even if things do pick up late this summer. Governor Andrew Cuomo said federal agents are not wanted in New York. They don't need to intervene and address a spike in New York City crime and lawlessness. He told that to President Donald Trump, saying that the situation is the state's responsibility. Trump on Monday announced plans to deploy federal forces to Chicago and suggested he would do the same in other big cities following a surge in violent crimes across the nation, including shootings, homicides, and burglaries. Trump has named the effort Occupation Legend, Combating Violent Crime in America. Governor Cuomo spoke during a pandemic briefing at the John F. Kennedy International Airport in Queens. Cuomo dissuaded the president during a conversation late Tuesday from sending federal agents to New York City to address the city's recent crime increase. Out of Great Barrington, Dory Ducky wanted to leave the Berkshires to protect after George Floyd's death while in police custody in Minneapolis in May, but she didn't want to risk bringing home coronavirus to her parents, one of whom has a weak immune system. She was frustrated, but the Skidmore College sophomore stayed home and found a way to respond. She saw many Black Lives Matter signs, but she wanted to do something more meaningful than what she said was like a Band-Aid for what should be deeper to combat the racism. So she brainstormed a mural for the alley wall next to Ruby's Coffee and Sandwiches and made it happen with funding from the Railroad Street Youth Project and help from her mentor, Regina East, Director of Empowerment and Advocacy at that nonprofit. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Remember, tonight at the Interlaken, it's Stroll and Roll. Lobster rolls are available. interlakenin.com for more information. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 27,008.84. The NASDAQ at 10,706.13 and the S&P 500 at 3,276.02. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.